Hare Krishna, this morning's class continued from yesterday. Well, that's nothing new, that's what usually classes do. They continue from yesterday. And the theme, Shukadeva Goswami's, was re-emphasizing again that austerities, penances, sacrifices, and other such things may counteract the results of sinful activities, but they can't purify the heart, they can't free one from desire. It's only devotional service to the Lord, and it's described there, the word used is angri sevaya, the lotus feet, service to the lotus feet of the Lord can actually free one from material desire. I started explaining the different types of devotional service and because in the purport Srila Prabhupada is talking about pure devotional service, Anya Abhilashita Shunya. And yet Kapila Dev talks about different types of devotional service in the mode of passion, ignorance, and goodness. Devotional service in the mode of passion and ignorance have different qualification, qualities. One quality that they have common to both is a separatist mentality, a separatist idea. In other words, an idea of how I want to serve Krishna, rather than accepting how Krishna wants me to serve him, or Krishna's representative wants me to serve him, or dare I say Krishna's institution wants me to serve him, how I want to serve Krishna. And that type of service attitude, that type of separatist mentality, because separatist mentality is what got us into trouble in the first place and brought us into this material world, is, by Srila Prabhupada's explanation in the purport, not a means of liberation. In fact, Lord Kapila Dev explains that it's a cause of rebirth again here in the material world. Therefore, when we analyze the real meaning of Sankirtan, we see that Sankirtan really means a real union. Yogyai Sankirtana Prayer. This is the Yuga Dharma, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Jiva Goswami says, Yatra Bahumilitam, Kirtanam, Dattva Sam Kirtanam, that Bahumilitam, when many, Militam, Milan means to meet, when many devotees meet together to perform kirtan, that is called sankirtan. So, of course, that can be taken in the limited way of sankirtan, meaning just chanting Hare Krishna. But it can be taken in the more general context of also of spreading Krishna consciousness, of glorifying Krishna, of giving Krishna consciousness and the holy name to others as well. So, this meeting together is what an institution is all about. Meeting together means that we are willing to cooperate, we're willing to subvert our own individual ideas for the greater idea of the Acharya, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the institution, and to spread Krishna consciousness like that. Why? Because it's more effective, because it's the will of the Lord, because acting and learning how to act as a matter of duty is in the mode of goodness. And the mode of goodness is conducive to spiritual life, whereas the modes of passion and ignorance are not. So in context of this particular verse, in the idea of how is it that we purify our hearts and become free from material desire, which is the cause of our entanglement in this material world, then working together to spread Krishna consciousness is an integral aspect of success in devotional service. Unless that bahumilitam, unless there's that many people meeting together in order to serve the greatest mission and subordinating their own individual ideas is adopted, then the quality of their devotional service is considered to be laghu or inferior. It is not guru or superior. I know, for instance, I have so many examples of devotees who come to me and say, I'd like to open this restaurant, open this center, open this farm, do this type of preaching, do this type of harinam, countless different ideas, and but they're not necessarily what I see as being needed in the mission and in the vision, or fulfilling the vision of our preaching for, here in Hungary, I myself, or the other leaders as well. And sometimes these devotees can be engaged in that what they want to do is also harmonious with what we want to do. But often what ends up is it ends up becoming a sort of a competition and an impetus for others to also become separatists, individualists, who are doing things their own way. And the overall effect becomes clear. It's uncoordinated, a disparate attack at the material energy, a disparate way of spreading Krishna consciousness, and it also becomes the seed of further separatism by those who are also brought in that way to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness as the religion itself, as the faith, because then when they see the organization, they don't see an organization with one particular goal and with one vision, leadership, a single institution, but they may see that there are diverse views and visions of how Krishna consciousness is being spread and not being coordinated. That there's diversity, that's certainly all right. That is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. But the unity needs to be there. You have to have the unity to unify all that diversity in a common approach, in a common, or rather a single-pronged attack on the material energy. And that makes the Krishna consciousness movement successful, and it also means that our service becomes of that quality, that it can truly actually free our hearts from material desire, and we don't run the risk of once again giving in to our individualism, our separatist ways, our own vision, which originally brought us into this material world to start off with, and therefore risks keeping us in this material world at least longer than we need to be here. So at least these were some of the topics that we touched on today, and more about the glories of the holy name tomorrow. Hare Krishna.